Welcome to the Way Fellowship Church of Dallas podcast series. Please enjoy this message by our own senior pastor, Tavares Gardner.
Start at John chapter 4, verse 4. Very familiar passage, very familiar story about the woman at the well. Bible. All right? So let's read. And... And the Bible says, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. What kind of well was there? Jacob's wells were there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. The sixth hour, translated in our time, is 12 noon. Everybody say 12 noon. 12 noon. Here we go. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said unto him, sir, you ain't got nothing to draw this water out with. And the well is deep from whence thou, you're talking about this living water. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of living, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Check it out. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither have to come to draw water again. Jesus said, all right. Well, first, before you get this water, I got to call you to the carpet on some things. In order to get this water, there are some things I got to confront in you. Did y'all hear that? Touch a neighbor, said you got to give up something to get something. I feel my help. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody praying. She said, give me this water. He said, but first, go get your husband and come back. The woman said, I'm putting it in my, I ain't got no husband. Jesus said, you said well, you don't have no husband, but I'm gonna bust your bubble right here. For you've had five husbands, and the one you stand with ain't yours. Look like some shacking going on. And some hole mongering going on. Touch the neighbor and say, you got to give up your thirst. Touch the neighbor and say, you got to give up your thirst. Lord. The woman said, that's all we're going to read. Y'all have seen. I want to talk about today, and I need y'all to help me. I got a thought, because if I have a thought, I can go all over. Will y'all help me with my thought? Touch your neighbor and say, thirsty. y'all understand what Jesus said? He said, at the beginning, Jesus said, he was weary, verse 6. Jesus sat on the well, Jacob's well, because he was weary from his walk. Mm-hmm. Then he told the woman, he said, give me something to drink. Now, when Jesus said, give me drink, I believe in my Holy Ghost imagination that it was twofold. I needed a drink of water because I'm weary from walking from wherever I came from to come see you to Samaria. I think he left from Galilee. He was coming to Galilee, and he had left, where was he? He had left Judea and had walked all the way to Galilee and come to a city called Samaria. Mm-hmm. So he was weary, which lets me know that Jesus can be touched by our feelings. Jesus got weary. Touch your neighbor, said, sometimes we get weary in our walk. And sometimes we get thirsty in our walk. There is a slogan that from a favorite drink that I like to drink every once in a while when I need something, when I need a good fizz, when I need a good cold, as the old people say, good cold pop. And it's a clear soda water, soda pop, and it's called Sprite. And Sprite had this slogan, said, obey your thirst. But the Holy Ghost told me to tell you that some of you have been obeying the wrong thirst. I heard the Holy Ghost whisper and tell me to tell y'all. He said, some of my people are obeying their thirst, and their thirst is wrong. You're drinking everything else except drinking from my word. You're trying to fulfill a thirst that nobody can fulfill but me. And that's what that was what's wrong with this woman. This woman from Samaria, obviously there was a thirst inside of her because you got five husbands and now you got a sixth man. But I can't hear nobody. But then touch your neighbor said, but the seventh man showed up. And touch your neighbor said that what was out of order is now going to become complete because the seventh man showed up at the well. Hallelujah. And touch your neighbor said, you need this seventh man. I can't hear about it. You need this seventh man. That's why I told you to holler out his name, Jesus. I wish I had about seven people that would holler out for seven, hallelujah, 7 seconds, the name of Jesus. Jesus says, he said, give me drink. He was thirsty naturally, but Jesus, I want you to understand, I told you it was twofold. Jesus was thirsty naturally, but Jesus is also even now still thirsty spiritually. Thirsty for what? Jesus has a thirst? Thirsty for souls. Touch your neighbor and say, Jesus is still thirsty now. He is thirsting for souls to be added to the kingdom of God. I can't hear about it. Because there are a lot of dry people, dried up people walking around. I can't hear about it. That needs to draw from the well of living water. And Jesus Christ, he is the living water. Why y'all ain't talking back to me? So let me give you a little historicity. The person introduced was a member of a race especially hateful to the Jews, but Jesus was above the prejudice of his nation. The Samaritans were a mixed breed of Jews and Assyrians, and the Jews did not like the mixed breed, kind of like what we got in the church today. We're prejudiced of one another. Even in America, we still have prejudice. Things that I thought that I heard about and I read about in history books are still alive today in the 2018. I can't hear nobody. Touch your neighbor and say racism and prejudice is still alive in America. But I'm so glad that Jesus, hallelujah, he's not a prejudiced Jesus, hallelujah, that he will break, walls down, he'll break your walls down to come and see about me because he know that I need his water. And so the Samaritan was a woman. And if you understood in those times, it was improper for a man to talk to a woman. Now, during this time at the well, this woman came at 12 noon. Women would come. Now, if a man, check this out, if a man wanted to come, wanted to get married, he would show up at the well. Because the women would be coming, a lot of women would come to the well, but this woman came to a well when nobody else was coming around because she must have had a reputation. As we like to call her, she might have been a woman of the night. Well, y'all looking funny at me. Y'all looking funny. And sometimes when you do stuff that you have no business doing, you will go places where, hallelujah, where can't nobody see you. You will do things at certain times where ain't nobody else around. I ain't hearing nobody say nothing. So this woman shows up at 12 noon going to get water because she did not want to be caught seen because maybe she had a reputation in her city for being a whore. Because the man you with ain't your husband. Maybe she was with somebody else's husband and was hiding from the wife. You got that going on in the church today. I can't hear nobody say nothing. Touch the neighbor and say, we got a lot of thirsty women and men in the house of the Lord today. You want somebody else's husband, but you don't want the husband. I can't hear nobody say nothing. You want somebody else's wife, hallelujah, but you need to, hallelujah, and you still trying to obey your thirst and trying to quench your thirst by having sex with Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Mary Jane, and Susie, and Quincy. I can't hear nobody, and Jamar, and Tamar. I can't hear nobody say nothing. You so thirsty, you'll sleep with anybody. Yo, I'm coming for you today. You're thirsty. And you obeying your thirst, which is going to end up, how are you dragging your tail to hell? So the time is midday, not the usual hour for drawing water, but a time for such anyone to do so unobserved. Everybody say unobserved. Men who wished to marry, as I said earlier, would come to the well to meet the woman who came to the wells to draw water. Now, I want you to understand this. I'm going to flip this on you. The woman in that time represents the church now. The church is thirsty for everything else except Jesus Christ. We're allowing any and everything to go on in the house of God except Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is not even welcome in his own house anymore. Hallelujah. And I thought the Bible said that Jesus is the head of the church. I can't hear nobody. And the body is dying and the body is thirsty. Hallelujah. Because we got preachers that don't want to preach. And they don't want to preach holiness. They want to preach this, hallelujah, this prosperity stuff. And I'm for prosperity. But anytime you preach prosperity over living holy, then we got a problem. So the woman represents the church today. She had a regard. She had regarded life as a matter of sensual enjoyment. We like pleasures. We love pleasures more than we love God. I ain't heard nobody. The church loves sensual pleasure more than she loves God. And touch a neighbor said, that's a problem because now we're starting to obey that thirst, hallelujah, the thirst that the enemy, hallelujah, on the inside of us because we don't spend time with God. Then we start obeying that thirsty, that thirstiness in us. I can't hear nobody. That evil thirst that takes us away from the presence of God. And then we start having idols and other gods. And then we start paying attention to everything else except the hallelujah, the living well, Jesus. She had regarded life as a matter of sensual enjoyment. The accusations of conscience had not even troubled her. And she was happy being who she was. You're content with just coming to church, Wednesday and Sundays and Saturdays, just coming, but not really thirsty for him. As the old people said, you come to church. We said, they said, when the mothers got up for in the Baptist church, they said, we ain't come for no shape, form, and fashion. I don't understand what that meant, but now I understand, hallelujah. A lot of people are coming for shape, form, and fashion. They're coming for everything else. And many people are dying in the church. I see a lot of people withering away because they will not, they refuse to drink from the well. And I would have to say, the Holy Ghost just dropped this in me, hallelujah, that many of you have drunk from a contaminated well. Some of you have been in churches. Oh, God. I heard the Holy Ghost say, some of you have been in churches and you have drank from contaminated wells. Hallelujah. Because the preachers, hallelujah, and the church was foul. And there's no presence of God. And that's why some of you have still been thirsty. And you've been walking around like a dry vagabond because you have not found the living well. You have not found a house that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you have not, you found another house that preaches another Jesus. But you have not found the house that preaches the living Jesus. Hallelujah. The one that was crucified, the one that was buried, and the one that was rose from the third day, and the one that's still coming back. I can't hear nobody say nothing. Touch your neighbor, say, don't preach me another Jesus. I don't want to drink from another contaminated church, another well, hallelujah, contaminated well, where the pastor ain't, hallelujah, he ain't living right, and he has contaminated the well for the people to come and drink. Now, why y'all ain't talking back to me? But I need a clean well. I need a living water well. I don't want no fake well. I can't hear nobody say nothing.
I know this probably ain't what you want to hear, but it's what you're going to get.
She lacked the power to understand Christ and to know herself. Christ had to awaken everything in her. Look at Jesus' evangelistic method. He found common ground with this woman to enter in spiritual truth. What was the common ground? He used water, something so simple to get a spiritual truth across to her and to awaken what was dead in her. I can't hear about it. To get her to see, you need another water.
What is thirsty? I'm glad you asked. In the Urban Dictionary, it means desperate. Y'all watching Desperate Housewives, and y'all watching everything else desperate, and it's just a physical manifestation of what's on inside of you. You desperate. I said it. I did say it. I said it.
Let's talk about water. What is water? What is water? Water is clear.
We hope.
It's pellucid. Transparent fluid which forms the streams, the lakes, and the oceans, and the rain, and is the major constituent of the fluids of living things, chemical compound, and the most widely used of all solvents. Water covers 71% of the earth's surface. It is vital for all known forms of life. All known forms of life depend on water. Everything around you depends on water. What are some uses of water? See, Jesus took a common thing to get a spiritual truth into this woman. What are some things we use water for? I'm glad you asked. I got some things and I want to share it with you. You like to hear it? Here it go. We use water for washing our clothes. We use water to put out fires. We use water for even transportation. We use water for cooking and boiling and steaming and simmering and
We use water for agriculture and recreation, like surfing and diving. Yeah, we touch the neighbor and say, we use water for everything. Water is needed in this earth realm. I can't hear nobody say nothing. Touch the neighbor and say, water is needed. It's needed. It's needed. But what happens when we crave water but can't get it? Is anybody in this room? I don't know about you, but there have been times when I don't want no Coke. No, I don't drink Coke. I don't want no Sprite. I don't want no juice. I just need a jug and a gallon of water. It's something that Kool-Aid won't satisfy. And I like Kool-Aid. I like it real sugary. But Kool-Aid won't satisfy this thirst for water that I need in my body. Has anybody in this room have ever craved for just water? Just water, just water, just water. I don't want to crave any. I don't even want no food. Just give me water. And if you don't ever have craving for water, what's wrong with you? Right. What happens when we crave water but can't get it? We start getting dehydrated. Start kind of like withering away spiritually. What happens when I can't find water? What happens when I can't find water in the house of God? What happens when I'm loyal to a place, but the water in the well has dried up? Oh, because Big Mama came there and I was born and raised there, but there's no water there. You just go to church out of tradition. You don't even have a relationship with God. You just go because that's where everybody went. But you're too afraid to leave a house to find living water because you're afraid what Big Mama and the family gonna say. Because you got more worship. Hallelujah. You got, oh my God, you worship Big Mama them more than you worship the creator of Big Mama. And you are thirsty as I don't know what. And you need this living water. And the Holy Ghost keeps nudging you. Hey, leave, leave. There's another place. There's another place. There's another house that has living water. But you're so tied to a preacher. And you're dying of thirst because I don't want to break my family's heart. Oh, but I remember. I was just like this woman. I was a hot mess. And I was sleeping around too. Yeah, yeah. Trying to find living water from men. And something about when you're thirsty and you're trying to find it in people. You get filled for a moment, but you get thirsty again. And then you try to find somebody else to fulfill that thirst. Oh, my God. And maybe it's not a man. Maybe it's an addiction. I can't hear nobody. You keep playing with that thing. You keep going back to that thing. And then you find another thing. And then you get addicted to another thing. And then it'll be porn. And then it'll be masturbation. And then it'll be overeating. And then it'll be over-exercising. And then it'll be something else. Hallelujah. And you get fulfilled for a moment. But then that thirst will come back again. Because the only person that can really satisfy this thirst, this longing on the inside, his name is Jesus. Now, I know we don't talk about his name in the church anymore, but how dare the preachers not even call his name anytime? We call it a greater power, a higher power, an it, the whole. Now call his name Jesus. So many of us, we're still falling in sin. We're just like this woman. We go after one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, until you come up on the right thing. So it wasn't until, and many of us can say, well, I'm not no whore, but you may whore after other things.
may not be a female or a male, but it might be other things that you whore around with. Because if God is not the main thing, hallelujah, and you start searching for other things, then you become a spiritual whore. I said that. And the church, quite frankly, is becoming and has become, hallelujah, a spiritual whore. We're prostituting ourselves, trying to find a fix other than Jesus. Oh, I wish I had some help in here. I know y'all don't like that word, spiritual whore, but anytime you drop God for somebody else or something else, you become a spiritual whore. You become a prostitute. And that was the problem with the children of Israel. God had done everything that they needed him to do. He always provided for him. But every time they wanted something else, they would drop God and go get another God and pick up another God. I can't hear nobody say nothing. And that's the way the body of Christ is now. We don't want Jesus because it costs too much to have Jesus, because I got to give up some things if I really want Jesus. I can't have Jesus and my boo too. Why y'all ain't saying nothing? I can't have my boo and Jesus, because I got to give up my boo, because my boo gonna fulfill my fleshly needs, hallelujah, and I know Jesus gonna fulfill my spiritual need. But Holy Ghost said, hallelujah, you got to drop that boo and get, I'm the boo. What did Usher say? My boo, come on here. I said it. The Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And anytime, anybody or anything, your job may be your God. Hallelujah. And then you become a spiritual whore, because you think, I can't hear nobody say nothing, that job becomes your God. You start worshiping that job. You start missing church. You don't want to come to Bible study no more. You don't even want to pray no more, because that job has become more important to you than God. You start prostituting yourself. Ultimately, you're just thirsty. And then if Jesus don't do what we want him to do when we want him to do it, we'll go find another Jesus. We'll start going, and when the truth is being preached over the gospel or over the pulpit, and we don't really want to hear it, we don't really want that thirst to be fulfilled, well, we will say, well, the Lord is leading me to another ministry. Oh, yeah, I'm coming for you today. It just ain't right here. It's just something I just need something else. I understand he preached truth, but I'm you thirsty, and you need to be delivered, and you need to be delivered from that whoremongering spirit spiritually. Hallelujah. You need a church that's going to preach your behind the gospel. I can hear nobody say nothing. That's why you got itching ears, and then you following after every sound, after every doctrine. I can hear nobody, hallelujah, because you want the doctrine that's going to tickle your fancy. I can hear nobody say nothing. Well, at the way, hallelujah, we're going to teach you the way, we're going to show you the way, and we're going to help you go the way. I can't hear nobody say nothing, because we live holy here. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, we live holy, and we practice holiness here. And I know the gospel is right, I know the gospel is tight, but you're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to give up your thirstiness, and you're going to have to obey the thirst of the Holy Ghost. Holler out, thirsty. And that's why some of you can't even say amen now, because they're told this word is convicting you, hallelujah. But if you be truthful, hallelujah, and you would open up your mouth and just smile and don't want nobody to know I'm talking about you. You thirsty, and I'm coming for you. The Holy Ghost in me is coming for you, because you can't have your booze and your other gods and want Jesus too. Somebody got to go. Touch your neighbor and say, somebody or something has got to go. Many of you are praying for things, and God says, I'm not going to give you that, because if I give you that, you're going to leave me. Because guess what? God knows you better than you know yourself. You say, no, I would never leave you. I would never turn my back. Okay, Peter. See, God is not going to give us anything that we can't handle. Many of you are gifted and gifted, and your doors can, many doors can open up for you because of your anointing and your giftedness. Hallelujah. But your character ain't ready to take you. Oh my God. You may be gifted, but your character has not even been purified. Your character has not been crucified. Touch your neighbor and say, I don't want nothing, and I don't want God to open up no doors until my character can keep me where I need to. Oh, what you ain't saying that? Because I don't want to get up high. Hallelujah. And I start thirsting for something else, and I lose my thirst for God. God, why you not talking back to me? See, when you get on your face and stay on your face before God, and hallelujah, come here, and even more doors he opened. I told the pastors last night, I said, the more God opens up doors and the more God shows me favor, the more I got to stay on my face, hallelujah. I got to be rooted and grounded on my face, hallelujah, because the higher I go, the harder it is. I can't hear nobody say nothing to stay on your face. But touch your neighbor and say, if you want to go high, you got to stay lower. You hit, touch your neighbor and say, if you want to go high, you got to stay lower. Because I don't want another thirst to take over God. I wish I had about 12 people that would say, the higher I go, the more doors God opens me, the more he blesses me, the lower I got to stay. I got to stay low. Touch the neighbor, said, I got to stay low. The higher I go, I got to stay low. Come on, come on. I said, touch your neighbor and tell them, the higher I go, the lower I got to go. And I told the Lord, I said, I know you're blessing me. I know you're blessing this ministry. But God, I can, everything that I've got, everything that you're doing now is because I stay face down. Touch the neighbor, so you got to stay face down. Hallelujah. This is the only time the man needs to be down, is on his face to God. Because the longer I stay on my face to God, the more he blesses me. Hallelujah. And the more the temptation comes for me to stay off my face. But touch the neighbor, said, the more I stay on my face, the higher he's going to take me. Hallelujah. But the higher he takes me, the more I got to stay on my face. Touch the neighbor, say, man down, face down. Because the higher I go, there's another thirst that will try to take over. And God wants to kill that thirst in me. The wrong thirst, the thirsting for the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. I start thirsting for other things that the devil tried to tempt Jesus with when he was in the wilderness. He said, if you bow down to me, I'll give you all of this. And that's where the church is going wrong now. We are thirsting for what the devil wants to give us now because we don't want to go through process. Because we don't want to go through process. And the enemy says, like he told Jesus in the wilderness, he said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms because they have been delivered unto me. Perhaps if Jesus was thirsty for temporary satisfaction, what if he was not thirsted for souls and not thirsted for the mission of God? What if he had obeyed that other thirst? We wouldn't be saved today, and he wouldn't have souls coming into the kingdom because he obeyed the wrong thirst, because he wanted to bypass process. And that's what's wrong with y'all now. You want to bypass process because you want things right now. Hallelujah. You don't want to have delayed gratification. You want instant gratification. And that's what's messing you up now. Hallelujah. Because everything is so instant potatoes, instant rice, instant fish, and most of this instant stuff is killing you. People are looking for physical satisfaction, just like this woman, and not spiritual satisfaction. That's why we got a lot of carnal people in the church. There's so many carnal people in the church, it's a shame. I mean, most of the church people are carnal. But there is a remnant. Touch the neighbor and say, there is a remnant. There's a remnant. There's a remnant in the body of Christ that said, no, hallelujah, hallelujah. The world behind me, the cross before me, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Come on. Touch the neighbor and say, no turning back, because I've decided to obey the righteous thirst and not that evil thirst. I've got to turn my back on the world and I got the cross before me. Hallelujah. Come on. I can't hear nobody say nothing. Touch the neighbor and say, the world behind me and the cross before me. For me, and daily I got to take up my cross and follow Jesus.
If there's gonna be any thirsting, it's gonna be thirsting for the more of Him. Because the more you thirst for Him, the more that other thirst will die. Did you hear what I say? The more you thirst for Him, the other thirst will die.
Right, let me say it one more time because y'all ain't got it. The more you thirst for Him, the more that other thirst will die. Because the Bible said, he that hunger and thirst for righteousness, woo, shall be filled. Did y'all hear what I said? The more you hunger and thirst for what? Righteousness. What are you thirsting for?
Because of a lot of it is unrighteousness. The church, and I'm done, the church has got to get back to pointing people to Jesus. Every time a soul is added to the kingdom of God, that's a thirst in Jesus that's been fulfilled. Let me say it again because y'all missed it. Every time a soul is added to the kingdom of God, I can't hear nobody say nothing, Jesus is getting his thirst quenched.
So all these empty chairs in here lets me know that there's, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, thirst has not been quenched. Because there's still a people that need Jesus, and some of them is in your family. But because you've been acting thirsty for the wrong things around them, they don't want it.
I said that.
Because you've been thirsting and fornicating and drinking in front of them and cursing and cussing. I can't hear nobody at your family function. And you drinking and you got a red solo cup too. And we don't know if it's water or liquor. I can't hear nobody. Or gin and juice. A gin and Jack Daniel. A gin and Coke. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Yeah, I'm coming for you. Y'all drinking them red cups and you in a circle with the red cup. Hallelujah. With your family members. Hallelujah. And ain't no Jesus coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. All them other words is coming out of your mouth. And you showing the people you thirsty just like we thirsty. Where is the real water? Will the real Jesus, will the real living water show up?
You thirsty for everything else except Jesus. It wasn't until Jesus confronted her. Some of you run from confrontation because you like to hide. You don't want nobody to know you got a double life. But I can tell by your Facebook statuses that your life is still thirsty.
I said that. I can tell by your Facebook post, hallelujah, that you're still thirsting for other gods and not the God. I can't hear nobody say nothing. One day you love Him and then one day you're bleeding on Facebook. I can't hear nobody say nothing. And you are double-minded. One minute you want a man. One minute. Oh. One minute, hallelujah, you got on a sanctimonious dress and you looking sanctified, hallelujah. Then the next minute, we can see a split down in your bosom, hallelujah. And you know, I'm looking sexy for Jesus. No, you thirsty, hallelujah. And you need Jesus to clean up that little thirsty nastiness inside of you, hallelujah. Because a saint of God shouldn't be on there, hallelujah, bending over like this. And we can see your cleavage. I can't hear nobody saying that. Talking about I'm waiting on my husband. No, honey, hallelujah. You got a whoremongering spirit that need to come up out of you. You thirsty.
I said that. I said it. I said that. I said that.
You taking so many selfies, we don't even know what God look like because all we see is you. You're taking so many selfies, hallelujah. We don't even see Jesus because all we see is you. And you post every 5 seconds. That let me know you're thirsty. Something wrong with you. Any man or woman that's constantly posting selfies, so you are, something is wrong with you. You know how you look, and we know how you look. Why are you posting every 5 seconds? You got a low self-esteem, and you thirsty because you need attention. Because you didn't get it from your mom and daddy. You are thirsty. And you love for people to comment on your stuff because you desire and you crave affirmation because you didn't get it from your mom and your daddy. I bet y'all gonna stop posting so many selfies now. You're full of rejection. Men posting. Tight shirt, no shirt on, hallelujah, showing all this down here, and you got the women just, and the men, they be like, thirsty, you thirsty, and the folks that's looking at your picture, they thirsty. I'm not talking about sinners, I'm talking about saints. I can't judge the sinners, but I can talk about you folks that's in the house of God that say you saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Wish I had about 12 people that would holler out, thirsty. Now ask your neighbor, touch your neighbor, say, now which thirst are you going to obey? That unrighteous thirst or that righteous thirst? Because what you drink of and partake of the most fulfills that thirst. I can't hear nobody. It sure is quiet in here.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. If you would like more information about our ministry, or if you would like to sow a seed, visit us at www.twfcdallas.org.